Welcome to the Cosmic Lounge. Here is another episode of Exploring Consciousness from a 5D Perspective. So today we are going to explore the sense of equilibrium when it comes to our choices. And really, you probably have heard me say it before that the art of living is this fine-tuned discernment between knowing when to hold on to something and let go of something. And to me, it's almost like what I realize is the difference between looking for gold and looking for silver. The gold, both elements are unique in themselves. They are just not to be compared, just like maybe the ego would do. And the ego would tend to go naturally towards finding the gold because it has accepted in its scaled paradigm built, he believed that gold is higher, greater, richer, more full, so to speak, than silver. And what's interesting is when we are realizing that the gold is the element that connects with the divine masculine energy, we understand why ego is all crazy about it and is pulled towards finding the gold, right? Well, everything that is connected with the gold energy is connected to the gold standard, which means that it's the standard of the divine masculine. There's a duality becomes part of it. There is a up and a down and a high and a lows, and then there's a right and a left. Long story short, when we are primarily feeling that our choices are moved towards finding the gold in life, we just need to realize that we are looking at through the eyes, the perception, the filters of the ego. And therefore, it will come with the duality because it's connected to 3D. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with the 3D. It is an amazing, beautiful space in which we are the revealer of the heaven that is possible to be existing on this earth. But again, what we are looking at right now globally is the lack of discernment that we have had due to our limited level of consciousness. And we have been and we are still primarily looking for the gold instead of actually balancing it with looking for the silver. The silver is an element that is connected to the moon, connected to more of our obviously emotional self and therefore the divine feminine. When we have gold and silver as the primary focuses that we can move in our life and filter our belief system through, then we are dealing with a more of a wholeness in our capacity to build and optimize our life because we're going to be dealing with the wholeness of the duality and not just one. So why do I feel like it's essential right now to maybe reassess the way we are looking for our next step or next level or what's next for me? Well, it's because first of all, we are moving into 2023 right now, and we are giving ourselves an opportunity to step into what's needed. Maybe some of you need to actually look for the gold because you have been hiding in your silver, which again may be comfortable, but it's time to shine and find your space anchored in this duality, in this 3D, so that your oneness can be anchored and impact this consciousness here. Now, if you have been hiding in the gold and seeking perpetually the gold, the ego way of connecting with this 3D, again, nothing wrong with it, but you may be invited to go within and maybe start looking and seeking for the experience of the silver, which again are connected to the divine feminine, the receptive aspect of ourself. It is the experience of moving inward, of fine-tuning to the intangible, to the invisible, to the unknown, to dive with courage into the uncharted territory of life as beyond the, what we can touch, what we can smell, what we can recognize with our conscious mind. And this is not necessarily an easy journey, but it is a this is a diametrically opposite journey as looking for gold. And that it will be felt a little off, a little, it doesn't exist, nothing is here, there's nothing like the how to, where, how, what. Yes, because in order for us to reconnect to our silver aspect, frequency, energy, we need to start fine-tuning to the element that are the most intangible in our life, the ones that we cannot see, cannot hear, cannot with the obvious. We will be able to feel them, to sense them, to see them, eventually to hear them, to have these experiences that will become tangible, because we're just fine-tuning our ability to connect with the world beyond the obvious. And that will take practice. It's not a pill that will make that happen. It's not a two nights I did meditation and nothing has happened, so I'm dropping the ball. It is an entire lifetime worth of practicing it, right? Think of it as it's a language, right? When was the last time you learned another language? Did it come overnight? Did you do it just like marketing tools said it, like, oh, learn Spanish in 5 minutes a day? And I'm not saying it's not going to work, but it's going to take you 20 years. Right. So the work is to actually dive fully in, not just 5 minutes a day, but just really become receptive to this and dedicate your time and space, because that's your heart desire. Why? Because you're understanding that if silver is what you're seeking, silver will be shown. You're going to find it, just like if you have sought for gold, you have found it. It is all about putting your mind towards what matters, because you understand that the equilibrium and therefore the evolution of your own experience, which come with power, requires you to actually have both of these experiences just in flow. And fully moving towards too much gold, and with that the giving into the silver, is going to just lead you to a compromised experience that will be limited, and you're going to see it literally in your physical life. It's going to be limitation in your wealth, financial stability, your health, your ability to feel safe on this earth. And that those are symptoms showing you need to look in a different direction to find more of your capacity and more of your power. And the invitation that I am extending now for you, it's to look at, where am I right now? Where is it that I believe that my wealth, my security, my abundance, my physical health, my all of my experiences down here on earth, am I looking at them in the outward gold standard, or do I, and is it happening? And if it's not happening, then where is there hiding from the obvious more wealth that I have yet to dig into to actually bring out? And I do feel that this is not just a singled experience. It's not a personal experience only, although it starts there. This is what humanity right now is looking at from a 5D perspective. When we look at what we as humanity, as a species, needs to transform, is its need to detach from the gold to find its safety, its security, its richness, its wealth, its sense of self, and reconnect with something beyond that lies into its silver, which is the divine feminine aspect. And so I'm inviting you this week to look deeper into assessing, what do I need? What do I truly need to balance my life? Am I perceiving hitting the wall too many times, experiencing the same experiences or situation, or which leaves me with the same feeling of not enough. And that, to me, is an alarm system that you're sending to yourself, as you need to look in a different direction in order for you to find what you are truly seeking, to find more balance and greater evolution. So if you are interested in looking for your silver or your gold, either way, again, one and the other are not good or bad. It's just that one is primarily divine masculine fueled and the other one is divine feminine fueled. And today, when you are about to surrender 2022 and enter into your 2023, what is the energy, gold or silver, that you need to embrace in order for you to continue evolving with grace, effortlessness, and abundance? And I'm so excited that to enter in 2023 with that in mind, because mine is very clear. And I'm putting my both feet in it. And guess what? It's fun. And it's connected and it's empowering and it's very abundant. So I invite you to join me in this abundance and reach out to me if you need for some guidance on finding your gold or silver. On this note, I wish you a beautiful week. And I look forward to sharing again another cosmic episode next year. Bye.